and merely a piece of iron with two tangs on it.
Yeah.
And they'd put that along the wall and take the hammer and drive them tangs in the floor. And then they had a thing here with a handle on it with spikes. And this long piece of iron had notches in it. This handle also had a ratchet. It worked back and forth and pulled these spikes up to it, next to the wall where it was hammered down, and they'd get back there and work that handle back and forth, and that would stretch their carpet.
Huh.
Pull it tight over that straw. Then they would tack the other side, then they'd go to the opposite side that wasn't tacked and stretch it the other way, and if their carpet was flowered, they'd pull the flowers up till they were even. And that made a nice carpet to walk on, but by spring, they didn't have any vacuum cleaners. All they had was just a broom, you know, to sweep them out. By spring, that would get a little dusty, and they'd have to take the carpet up, take it out, put on a clothesline, beat it, and take the straw all out, scrub the floor, and put in new.
Mm-hmm.
So that wasn't so easy. So I don't want any carpet from wall to wall, because I've had enough of that stuff in my time. I'll take the rugs.
Well, I guess that's...
Same way about the beds. They had straw ticks. Well, the straw tick was just a big poke about, when you thrashed and you go out there and shake all the chaff out of the straw and fill the tick, it would be a foot across or more, wouldn't it, Mom?
The deep. Yes, it'd be just deep.
And then you had feather bed. They put the straw tick on the springs, and they put your feather bed on top of the straw tick. That's the way you had your beds. Once in a while, and if the mice was bad, they might get a mouse in the straw tick, and you'd try to go to sleep, and he'd work in there, and he would annoy you, and you wouldn't get much sleep. You got up and found out where he was and caught him and get him out.
I guess a mouse trap wouldn't work too well.
Not in there, no. There's no way to set a mouse trap in there, because it's just inside the tick, and once in a while I get in.
Now the tick refers to this bed of
straw.
Then the ticking is the cover you make out of the ticking, and then you fill that ticking
with the straw.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, you do that.
It's like the ticking we make for our pillows.
Mm-hmm.
The feather pillows, that's the outside.
Oh, I see.
And, of course, there is the other thing about, in those days, we didn't have any painted walls. It was all paper.
Oh, yeah.
And you had wood fires, and they, putting your wood in, there was a certain amount of smoke that could get out of the stove in spite of anything you could do. So ever so often, you either had to clean that paper with a wallpaper cleaner, or you had to peel it off and repaper, which was quite a job. Well, they do some repapering today, for as that's concerned.
Mm-hmm.
But the first painting walls and things like that, that was unheard of.
Yeah. Did you always peel it off before you put new paper on?
I wouldn't say always, but it was preferable.
Yeah,
it's because
a good idea.
If you'd get a piece off and then didn't have it off, you'd always have a little crease there, a mark in your new paper.
When we moved in here, when we finally took the paper off, I bet there was 5 or 6 layers.
Yeah, just kept putting her on.
Yeah.
After a certain length of time, though, it would let loose and fall.
Mm-hmm. Well, these walls are nicely done.
Well, we had a decorator to do these.
How did he get the relief put into the wall?
Oh, the roughness?
Yeah.